The designation process began 2 years ago with a letter from Governor Tony Evers to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Emily Tyner from UW-Green Bay says the whole thing typically takes 4 to 6 years. She says the reserve wouldn't come with any new regulations for the region, unlike a proposed Lake Michigan sanctuary that was rejected by former Governor Scott Walker.
This is, I think, was designed to kind of meet the needs of what Northeast Wisconsin is looking for, which is excitement and celebration and research and education around a reserve, but without a regulatory presence.
NOAA would fund the majority of the research at the Green Bay Reserve, which would become the third on the Great Lakes and the 30th across the country. Wisconsin already has one such reserve on Lake Superior. Megan Hart, Wisconsin Public Radio.